Hello, everyone. This is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network. And tonight, I'm going to talk to you about the Greater Reset Activation and the Greater Reset 5, which just took place this last week. And more specifically, about the future of the Greater Reset, what's going to happen from here going forward. And first off, I just want to say thank you to everybody who watched online. Once again, we had, I think, more than 20 countries tuned in. And we had at least 15 countries represented in person. So that was amazing. And overall, it was just a beautiful time, a beautiful event. And we're just grateful for everybody who was able to come join us, whether in person in Morelia, Mexico, or those who came to just watch from the comfort of your home. We had people tuning in from all around the world. And it was, I'm going to show you guys some pictures in just a moment, if you want to see that. And also, I'm going to show you, as I said, what we're going to do next. But let's go ahead. I just want to remind everybody who maybe hasn't heard of the Greater Reset. If you're following my work, I'm sure by now you've heard me talk about the Greater Reset. But just in case you missed it, the website is thegreaterreset.org, thegreaterreset.org. And the page I'm showing you right now is thegreaterreset.org/blog. And this is just the best place to find all the updates about the Greater Reset. I'll just summarize it really briefly for those who maybe missed it over the last 4 years I've been involved in it. We started the Greater Reset, we being myself and John Bush, back in October 2020. We witnessed the announcement of the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, and talking about controlling people's lives and digital surveillance and AI and social credit scores, and vaccine passports, and you'll own nothing, be happy. You guys know the drill. And basically, we could feel the fear in the air. We knew that we needed to do something about this, and we wanted to offer people some hope. And we decided that we would launch the Greater Reset, or what I always sort of preferred or called it, the People's Reset. And we would do this in January 2021 at the same time as the World Economic Forum was gathering for their meeting to discuss the real vision for the Great Reset. And so in January 2021, we gathered and we met. I was in Zihuatanejo, Mexico. John Bush was holding it down in Texas. And we had just so many people tune in from around the world, and over 100,000 live viewers throughout the first week, the first 5 days, because it's a 5-day event with a different theme each day, talking about health, talking about growing food, talking about building parallel networks, getting off big tech, building community, buying land, things like that. And it was a really huge successful event that we had in Zihuatanejo, Mexico, and online. And we decided we had to continue because so many people reached out to us from all over the world saying, thank you for doing this. I felt so alone. You guys are inspiring me. You're activating me. That's why we call it a Greater Reset, the activation. It's meant to activate you, inspire you, motivate you, move you to action. So we held the second event in May 2021. So we launched the first one January 2021, had another one May 2021, the Greater Reset Expansion. And then we decided to do it on a yearly basis every January to counter the World Economic Forum. Greater Reset 3 was called Integration. Greater Reset 4 in 2023 was called Co-Creation. And we just wrapped up just about a week ago, last Wednesday to Sunday, the Greater Reset 5 Manifestation. So we had this trajectory planned out. Activation, expansion, integration, co-creation. And we really knew what we wanted to do. We knew what we were going for. And now we have completed that trajectory. And before we tell you, I'm going to tell you guys what, you know, what the big news is, what's going to be coming next for our movement. I want to pull up another computer real quick. Excuse me. I want to show you guys some awesome pictures because we had so many people who came and attended document and post pictures, and we have a little photo dump channel on Telegram where I'm going to show you just all the awesome, amazing pics that people have been sharing. And the other thing I want to mention, one of my favorite parts is the integration that is taking place. I mean, we are building this movement here in Mexico and in Texas, you know, with the activists out there. And it really is something special. You know, this year we had more Spanish speakers than we have had in the past. We had, you know, of course, Spanish vendors, because the Greater Reset is 5 days. You have talks during the day, but you also have this decentralized workshops where anybody who's coming and attending can offer a workshop, a class, anything they have to offer. My partner Miriam, she curates which workshops we're going to host. We put it on our schedule and people show up. They show up to hear the main event of speakers and concerts, and we had Eco Village networking and all that stuff. But they also show up just for the community to really get connected. And it's a beautiful experience. So I want to show you guys some of the pictures. I got this pulled up on my other computer. I want to show you some of the pictures of just what it's like to be in person, and really just hope that some of you who maybe haven't come in person might consider it. Let's see if this works. Here, I'm going to make me a little smaller. I'm just going to cycle through some pictures. Different people send us videos and pictures. Our buddy Luis, just some of his trip. Here in Morelia, Mexico, breakfast with friends. This is a breathwork workshop, hanging out with, there's David Rodriguez, Hakeem Anwar, formerly Ramiro, and that's Luis Fernando Mises, myself, and more pictures, friends. That's the hotel. Just, you know, people sharing their pictures of Morelia, the city, and Mexico itself. And it's just an amazing time. Here, these guys have a Spanish YouTube and Odyssey channel, and they were there creating independent media content. It's awesome. We're getting Spanish language content, Mexican channels coming and showing up. Because again, we have some speakers in Spanish, mainly in English, but a few this year in Spanish. And that's going to increase because we really, one of my favorite parts is we are building this integrated movement. We're coming together and connecting North and South, you know, the people in Texas who are strong, freedom-minded, and everybody else in the U.S. And of course, we got people coming from Europe. We have my buddy Yuja coming from South Korea, another lady coming from Japan. That's Susana Ritchie on the right, who's a Mexican activist who spoke, doing some really amazing work. Here's some of her pictures. So as you can see, lots of smiles, lots of hugs. There's the main event. There's the talks. We had a trip to the pyramids after the most recent event, after it wrapped up. There's just so much to get into when you come in person. I'm grateful to everybody who watches online. I see some of the comments. Thank you guys for tuning online. I'm glad you're feeling activated. And I want to encourage you to just start planning ahead for January 2025 for the next event we're going to host. And I'll tell you about that in just a moment, because there's nothing like the in-person. This is some of our vendors, all these different vendors. We had local honey. We had a farmer's market there in person with organic produce. And as I mentioned, workshops of all kinds, from water filtration workshops. This is the last closing shot with all the speakers and performers on stage as we were making our announcement. We had a little closing ceremony. Of course, being in Mexico, we represent and support and respect the indigenous people of the area, the Purépecha, in the state of Michoacán, which is where we're at, in Morelia, where I live part of the year. Just beautiful times. And what I love is, like, you know, you go out to this green space. Let me show you this. This is probably a little video. You go out to this green space and there's people just hanging and gathering. And each of these are just different workshops. These aren't just a bunch of people sitting around doing nothing. These are different workshops that, again, the community offers in this beautiful green space right next to the venue we use. And people are there the beginning of the day for like yoga in the morning, or men's circles or women's circles. And then the event starts, and then lunch, people are hanging out there. There's workshops during lunch. There's workshops in the evening. And I just want to share this. I know for some of you out there who are black-pilled and have no hope, you're like, oh, great, Derek, I don't give a shit about your event. There's, you know, bombs dropping in parts of the world, and didn't you hear about what's going on with Trump or this thing? And yeah, there are things going on in the world that do matter. I'm not to say that those don't matter, but it does feel good for 5 days to just be there at the greater reset, tuned out of that shit, not paying attention to Klaus Schwab, instead sitting and talking and working with all kinds of amazing people in Mexico focused on solutions. This entire event, this greater reset activation, is solutions. There's not a single talk focused on the problems, because we know that we need a solutions focused movement at the time. We had Kerry Wedler, John Bush. There's Kerry again with the Los Detractores, who are the Spanish channel I mentioned. It was just an amazing time. We're sharing knowledge about how to grow plants, about herbalism, about building new communities, about how to bring people together around food, about new technologies, how to build parallel systems and parallel societies. We had a great panel on Take Back Our Tech Day about AI and blockchain and crypto, and really got critical about it. I mentioned some of the darker sides of Bitcoin. We had people talking about how to 3D print homes. There was this amazing demonstration of this right here, these folks right here. This is Sun and Kat. They have this thing called Sun on Demand, which is this light bulb, which I'm going to interview them soon and tell you more about it. But it's just this amazing piece of technology that replicates the spectrum of the sun. And when they turn it on, it's like a light pink violet, and then it just explodes into brightness. And it's incredible to watch it turn on in person. I think those sort of things are the next, you know, like really just like groundbreaking. That's Presence. He came out here from Arizona to perform. This is the always great Elias Clay on stage performing there. That's Illuminati Congo, an amazing hip hop artist and all around cool dude. So these are just all the different pictures people took of their adventures here in Mexico. And it's beautiful. Like I said, I love seeing the integration between, there's Dan Aston Gregory, who came all the way from the UK, gave a great speech, even though he lost his voice. This was sort of the end. There was like a big closing circle that some people organized. So you have the beauty of decentralization. There's me rapping is 33. And what I was going to say earlier is for those of you who are black-pilled and you're like, oh yeah, Derek, this is stupid. You're just talking about an event when there's all this crazy stuff going on in the world. I get that. But also at the same time, you know, if we don't focus on solutions, then what's the point, right? If we're not going to actually do something, we're just going to sit at home and complain about the problems all the time. I'm sorry, guys, that's not enough for me. I want to do more than just that. So for me, it's important to me to bring people together in the hundreds from countries all around the world and exchange ideas, exchange goods, exchange music, hugs, and build something. And we've built something amazing. You can go to the Greater Reset Odyssey channel right now. I'm going to show you guys in just a moment. All right, we'll cut the pictures there. I think that's somebody's wanted sign. And you can go to the Greater Reset website and you can see all of the content that we've produced over the last 4 years. You can see every single talk, every single presentation is available for free. You don't have to pay for it at all. It's all there. You can watch it on the Greater Reset Odyssey channel. Let me pop that up right here real quick. And, you know, it's going to be available forever. So, again, go to thegreaterreset.org. Let me just show you the homepage real quick. Click on the Odyssey channel. I personally have edited all these videos, so myself. So right now the homepage has the replays and everything. We're getting the website updated. And you can go to our Odyssey channel that you see right here. Watch every single talk from the Greater Reset 1 in 2021 till now. Then you can go to the Greater Reset Espanol channel and you can watch all the Greater Reset talks from the Greater Reset 3 and 4. I've almost got all of 4 uploaded. And then, of course, we just did 5. So in the coming weeks, I'm going to be editing the English and the Spanish ones. And we're going to put all that out available for free. And we're going to continue to try to reach people. The Greater Reset is a movement that we've built that is solutions focused. And for us, we're not going to just give up and accept Klaus Schwab's vision of 2030 or the Agenda 2030 or any of that kind of stuff. We're going to actually build the world that we want to see and keep working for the future of the coming generations and not fail our ancestors who worked so hard to get us to where we are, to give up this planet and the beauty and our God-given freedom and the right to be free and of our body and own ourselves and all these things that were given to us by the Creator. We're not just going to give that over and just because Klaus Schwab thinks that we're going to own nothing and be happy. No, we're going to ignore them, watch them from a distance, keep one eye on them, but we're going to be building. We're going to be exiting from slavery systems and building new ones. So that's what the Greater Reset's all about. And now here's the part where I'll tell you about what's next. So at the end of the event, we made a special announcement where for the last four events, Greater Reset 2 to 4, John had a live audience in Texas with his team, and I had a live audience in Mexico with my team. And this was an amazing experience. It was also quite a bit of a technical challenge. If you've ever run events or, you know, you guys know how technology works, it can be difficult. And we had sometimes technical difficulties. It was beautiful to have hundreds of people in Texas, 100 people in Mexico. But this year, we only did one event in Mexico, and it worked out great. We had great energy there. And going forward, we're going to be doing an event in Mexico every January, but it's now going to be called the People's Reset. We're going to be kind of doing this fork where John and I will no longer be simulcasting, co-broadcasting at the same time from Texas to Mexico. It's going to be January, the People's Reset. It's now called the People's Reset in Mexico, January 2025. We're going to be back for the People's Reset. Stay tuned for details on that. And then John has announced that he'll be back with the Greater Reset or different name, maybe, we're not sure yet, probably in 2025, most likely in the fall of 2025. But in addition to that, we're going to be doing different kind of initiatives. John's going to lead the way on this, and I'll be involved. I'll be helping out where I can, including virtual online symposiums and summit with different leaders and activists and entrepreneurs to collaborate on the impacts. And so we're going to look at each of the 5 different themes of the Greater Reset: health, like I said, take back our tech, food, building community, parallel networks. And we'll be bringing speakers in for virtual summits throughout the year because we know so many people want to stay connected throughout the year. Once a year is not enough in January. And then, as I mentioned, John is still going to be hosting in-person events in Central Texas, more than likely the Greater Reset Activation 2025 in the fall. And next week, the Greater Reset, our kind of collaborative website and email list, we'll be sending out weekly email newsletters with updates and stories of various members of the community's successes, articles, event highlights from all the different themes. And we have a little quote here from me. I said that, basically I'm proud of everybody who's been involved in the Greater Reset activations. I'm thankful for each of you who have been watching. We have inspired people and activists and movements all around the world to focus on solution. And now we can actually see the fruits of our labor. And what I mean by that is there are several events, conferences, activations that have started either indirectly or directly after being inspired by what we did with the Greater Reset. Also, I mean, I have emails and we have literally a Telegram channel that we keep between ourselves of testimonials from people around the world who have said, you know what, I live in Denmark and I watched the Greater Reset one and now I'm growing my own food, or I'm started homeschooling my kids, or just different things. People were inspired by, some element of the Greater Reset and what we were doing, and they decided to take action. And now they have land. Now, it's really beautiful to see that the people who've taken the message seriously and who have gotten activated, excuse me while I was sharing this a little more, they're doing it. They're living their lives in this really beautiful way. They are actually achieving the solutions. And these are the kind of people that aren't going to be, owning nothing and being miserable. These are the kind of people who will be accomplishing their dreams because they are being proactive. They're being forward thinking. They're taking steps now to make sure that they don't end up stuck under the thumb of Klaus Schwab and those insane people. So as mentioned, I'm going to be hosting the People's Reset in Morelia, Mexico, January 2025. And I'm grateful that John's going to continue hosting events in Texas. We can continue building the cross-border network of freedom-loving, solutions-focused activists. And John said, quote, "The Greater Reset events have truly ignited a global movement of solutions-focused freedom lovers that no longer live in fear about the future, what the future holds. Rather, they are actively creating the world they desire. We couldn't have accomplished all of this without the support of our community, the wisdom of our amazing speakers, and the help of an incredible team of volunteers and staff." And I definitely concur with that. We have so many volunteers on both sides helping out. John went on to say, "In all reality, we are only just beginning and look forward to see what we can build together." So we're just so grateful to everybody who supported the Greater Reset activation since the beginning. Stay tuned because we got big things coming up in 2024, this throughout this year. And in 2025, I'll be back here in Morelia, Mexico for the People's Reset. Morelia, Mexico will be launching a new website very soon called the People's Reset. Stay tuned. You can follow me on the Conscious Resistance. You can go to thegreaterreset.org and you can sign up for our email list there and get those details so you can make sure you don't miss out on anything. Now, the other thing I want to mention, though, is we are also planning a Greater Reset, People's Reset event in Europe. That might happen this year. That might happen this summer, June or July. Dan Aston Gregory, again from the UK, an amazing activist, gave me this shirt, Free Humanity. I think the website's freehumanity.org, freehumanity.com. And he's just as motivated and inspired and activated as I am. He just got back to the UK. Thank you again, Dan, for coming down. And we're already talking about the potential to bringing the Greater Reset experience, the People's Reset experience, to Europe, probably to the UK. And then, of course, everybody who's in Europe, it would be a lot closer for you than Texas or Mexico. So maybe we'll see you there. And it's just going to keep growing, guys. We're just going to keep growing. I'm never going to give up. I'm not going to give up. I'm 39 now, and I'm dedicating all of my time, my life to coming up with events like the Greater Reset Activation, the People's Reset, to writing books, giving presentations, to organizing in whatever ways I can. And, I want to invite you to do the same. I actually gave a speech. Let me go ahead and pull this up. I gave a speech at the Greater Reset called "What Won't You Do to Advance Liberty?" And basically it was my kind of, I guess, call to action and a review, a sort of history of a lot of the work I've done. You can find it at theconsciousresistance.com. I've already posted my talk there. That's the perk of being an organizer and editor of the event. What won't you do to advance liberty? You can find that at theconsciousresistance.com. You can also find it on my podcast or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. This is one of my favorite talks. I encourage you to listen to it. I put together a slideshow highlighting all the different forms of activism and steps I've taken in the last 14 years and basically saying, look, try any of these. If any of these work for you, then do it. Try something. And I go over why I even ran for mayor twice, because basically the long and short of it is I think things are so desperate at this point, we need to reach anybody we can. And I'm pretty much willing to do whatever it takes so long as it doesn't violate my morals or principles. And, running for office on the local level, I think it's the least of the worst things I could do. And it allows me to reach a crowd of people who don't already know about these topics that we care about, don't know about the Great Reset or the Greater Reset, more importantly, or the People's Reset. And so, we're going to keep growing. I encourage you to, again, visit thegreaterreset.org, check out our Odyssey channel, and you can watch all 5 days of the Greater Reset, parts 1 and 2 of all 5 days. And then very soon we'll be uploading the individual talks in English and Spanish for all of our speakers. And stay tuned. Sign up for our email list. There's going to be big things coming this year and coming next year. Again, just so grateful for everybody who's been involved in the Greater Reset and who's been helping us throughout the last few years, helping us build this community that we have created online and in person. We couldn't have done it without you. It's been just such a humbling experience. I'm not a very social person all the time. I love doing this work. I love connecting with you guys in person. I get a little overwhelmed, but I can honestly say the Greater Reset this last week, 5 days, a week basically with people from all over the world here in Morelia, and just connecting, hugging, sharing your thoughts, sharing your tears. Some people I've heard life-changing. This is the best event I've ever been to. This filled my cup in ways I didn't even know I needed. And that isn't just because of Derek Bros or Miriam Gomez or Hakeem Anwar or any of our team. It is a co-created effort of everybody who's watching online and sharing their thoughts and, you know, kind of cheering along with us. And also the people who are in person. And then of course, I want to thank the crew, We Are Not Zombies from Mexico City, who filmed everything. When you watch it, guys, on the Odyssey channel and you see these clean cuts and shots of the audience and nice cameras, that's them. And they, and the audio, they took care of everything this year, and we couldn't have done it without them. So thank you to them. Thank you to everybody who's supported us so far. I hope you'll continue to support my work and the work of the Greater Reset and now the People's Reset in Morelia, Mexico, starting next year, guys. Very much appreciate you. Stay tuned. I'll be back with more very soon. Until next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.